This is WLR News.
WLR News at 3 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Clodagh Walsh. In breaking news this afternoon, Waterford rally driver Craig Breen has died after a crash in Croatia. The Slieveroo native was preparing for an event next week. Marianne Vaughan reports.
Hyundai Motorsport has confirmed that 33-year-old driver Craig Breen passed away in an accident earlier today. The incident happened just after 11 o'clock Irish time. Breen was taking part in a pre-event test ahead of Rally Croatia, which is due to get underway next week. His co-driver James Fulton was unharmed in the incident. Hyundai, which was Craig's team, have sent their condolences to his family, friends and his many fans. Messages of shock and sorrow have been flooding social media since the news of his death broke within the last hour. The plenary meeting of Waterford City and County Council, which is underway at the moment in Dungarvan, was suspended for 5 minutes and a minute's silence has been held as a mark of tribute.
Nigel, you know better than anybody about motorsport and of course the life and times of Craig Breen. Give me your initial reaction when you heard the news. I'm sure like many people across the world, you are very taken aback by it.
Yeah, Jordan, really, I know shock is the word that you go to, and it's probably too soft of a term, really. Really, really stunned and shocked yesterday. And you see these things kind of dribbling through on social media, and you know, the world we live in now, you don't know what to trust and who to believe. And you see these things online, you go, hang on, this can't be right. And you do a little bit of searching, and it only takes a minute or two now. And the reality kind of dawns on you pretty quickly and say, this is after happening. This is real. And Craig Breen has lost his life. You know, it's too early, it's too soon, and anyone who gets into this game, anyone who gets into rallying, anyone into motorsport in general, they do know the risks. Same time, you don't think it's ever going to happen to you. You know, you wouldn't go into it if you had that thought in your mind that this could happen to me. You know, you are bulletproof. You are imperious in the game. It really brings it home how dangerous the game really is.
James Coleman, chair of the Carrick and Shore Motor Club. Is there any way of putting into words what has happened?
No, I suppose, Damien, firstly, I suppose to bring it into perspective what he was achieving and what he had achieved. I mean, there's in the category which he was racing in the World Rally Championship, currently there's 15 World Rally drivers. He was one of those. It had never, ever been done in the history of Irish motorsport that a driver had achieved that. And you know, you hear so many stories. His career guidance teacher in school many years ago called in his mum to say, you need to talk to Craig. He's talking about being a professional rally driver, and that, you know, you need to talk to him, there's something wrong with him. And he actually achieved it, and that was from what age, you know, when you're dealing with a career guidance teacher.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you look, there's 600 astronauts in the world, Damien. There's 15 world rally drivers. He had a better chance of being an astronaut, to be honest.
The Craig Breen Foundation saying that we are pleased to announce the establishment of the Craig Breen Foundation, and this is going to go towards supporting and funding young drivers in motorsport in Ireland, and specifically in the J1000 Forestry Series. And Andrew, thanks for joining me today for the chat. I suppose pivotal to the establishment of this foundation, yourself, Andrew Hayes, and then Craig's dad, Ray, as well. Talk to me about how this came to be, and I know we'll have to go back a little bit to set the table, but how did this start? What was the genesis of the whole idea?
How this came about at all is, I will go back a step, obviously, to say how it started in the first place. Was Craig started funding the J1000 Rally Series, Forestry Rally Series in Ireland this year. And that started from a text message that I would have sent Craig back in January, February, after having a rallies committee meeting. I spoke to John Quill, who was the coordinator for the J1000s in the Wood. And he was telling me that they were having a tuition day in Tina Racetrack sometime in April, obviously. So I said to him, geez, wouldn't it be great if Craig could come? Would it be great for the youth, the young people, for Craig to come and talk to him and, you know, give him his ideas and stuff like that? So he was delighted. So I sent Craig the text message, told him the date, and he just sent me back a text and said, no problem, thumbs up. Okay, so that was all fine. I said I'd call him the following day and explain what the situation was. So unexpectedly, my phone rang at 7 o'clock the following morning, and it was Craig. And he said, Andy, he said, I was thinking about that text last night in the J1000s. He said, I want to do something more for them. And I said, right. Not, you know, totally understanding what he meant. And he said that he'd be interested in setting up a prize fund for him. And I said, geez, that's great. And he said, you know, again, he just said that Irish motorsport and the people here had given him so much and he had gained so much out of it that he felt it was a great opportunity for him to give back to the youth and to help them on the road to, you know, on the road to rallying and to get them started and get them involved. And, you know, so he was prepared to help them out. That's where that started. So just to carry on from that, then we decided, we came up with a prize fund and we spoke to John Quill again, and obviously he was delighted. So that's where the Craig Breen funding for the J1000s came out of. All his idea.
My dad was twice national champion in Ireland on tarmac and on gravel, and I followed him around from when I was a kid. When I was 4, 5, 6 years of age, I was lumped into the back of the car when he was off doing the recce, and I used to prop up when he was doing the stages. I watched what he was doing, and that's how I got sucked into the whole thing. And then I started kart race when I was 8, right up until the world championship level, and until I was 18, 19, and then started in rallying, and it all went from there.
And flat crest, and right and left over crest, 41, Charlie, 2 left, minus over big crest, 30, flat 2 right, maybe nips, and left on crest, and right tight to 3, half long, double Titans, and 2 right minus, Titans over crest, opens through the finish, Titans, 100. What a stage, man.
I've not had so much fun and so much enjoyment in a rally car, I think, ever, so it's good.
Rome. I believe it is, sorry to jump in, but I believe it is Craig Breen first on the road, historic.
Here we go.
Here we go. That's just class.
Brilliant, a little bit of left foot on the brake there just to see. Tidy, it looks tidy and quick. It'll be interesting to see the time.
It's really good. It's really good to see that.
They're made to be driven, they're made to be going fast, and you know, it's great. And obviously the historic section here has got a great following. My dad's doing it as well, so a great bunch of lads, and just happy to be out having a race crack. I suppose that's the reason when we came back in on the tarmac championship in 19, it was to try and get back the passion. You know, the people here are something very special. That's kind of what makes it. Yeah, we have nice roads, you know, a nice atmosphere, but it's the people that make it, really. And I just love it.
Craig Breen is about to become the world champion in the SWRC.
Yeah!
Yeah,
there you go, yes!
The world champion.
Job.
2012 has been a year of triumph and tragedy. You told me after the death of Gareth, you had to continue for you and him. You had dreams to fulfill. Today, you are the FIA Super 2000 World Rally Champion.
It's incredible. I can't believe it. You know, I often had questions of whether it was the right thing to come back or not. But there's so many things that I can't explain that wanted me to go back in a rally car immediately. And I think this just confirms it all. You know, we were meant to be here. We were meant to win this thing. And I'm so happy we've done it. I need to thank everybody that's been there for me over the last, you know, couple of months since the accident. There's been hundreds and thousands of people, well-wishers, you know, from big to small, from close family to so far away. And I couldn't have done it without them. And I really can't believe I've done it. It's beyond my wildest dreams. I'm a kid. I can't believe I've done it.
3.8 seconds faster than Oit Tanak puts Craig Breen into second position overall.
It's been an incredible weekend. I don't know why I'm tearing up now, but it's just been great to be back at the front again. You know, it's been such a horrible, horrible black place where I was last year, and don't let anyone ever put you down, because only you know your true potential.
I loved it, enjoyed every second of it. I love it. It's really, really pure and raw, and it's what rallying is all about.
Left over crest, height to 3 plus, and flat crest, and right and left over crest, 41, Charlie, 2 left, minus over big crest, 30, flat 2 right, maybe nips, and left on crest, and right height to 3, half long, double Titans, and 2 right minus, Titans over crest, opens to the finish, Titans, 100.